Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This little Texas blues bringing this back. I love that, that kind of blues, Texas blues. They make it good over there. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing this back. ZZ Top. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you go to jimblasingame.com, you'll find both of my last three books, my last two books, I should say, The Age of the Customer and The Third Ingredient. Both of those, between the two of them, they've sold probably about 300,000 copies. And they've won 7 international awards. I'm kind of proud of them. I don't mind saying that. I worked hard on them, and I wrote them for you. So I hope you'll check those out. If you can find them, find out more about them at jimblasingame.com. So it's just you and me. Another segment of just the two of us. I want to talk about old school, new school, and the school. So when you've heard about, you know, the old school and new school, right? You know, he's old school. You know, how does he approach his world, his business, his life, you know, or any particular thing? Well, he's old school. And then something will happen, some innovation, they'll say, well, that's new school, right? And so I want to talk about those two things, but also something what I'm calling the school. So one of my concerns, and I address millennials quite a bit on this show, because I do believe that they're the young entrepreneurs. They've got the most to learn. I sure did when I was that old, and yet I worry about how they learn things. And again, I want to point out, sometimes I give you guys a hard time, but I also want to remind you how I feel about you. I believe the millennial generation, the Gen Y, I believe that you're probably the best humans we've ever raised. I mean that. I think you're the least pretentious. You're the most grounded. You've got the best values of any generation I've ever known. That's what you've got going for you. But there's one thing that I'm concerned about, and I've talked about this before, but I'm going to talk about it again. You have, as a generation, I hate to lump everybody together, but that's the only way I can do it here. As a generation, the millennial seem to have a lower regard for what's gone on before. Anything that's very old. I love to tell the story about saying that to an audience where there were a lot of millennials, and they knew I was joking with them. I said, you know, you guys don't care about anything that's over 48 hours old. And everybody laughed. They thought it was funny. And afterwards, after my speech, a young man came up to me, a millennial, and he said, you're wrong about the 48 hours. I said, I am. Very seriously, with a level stare, he looked at me totally serious, and he said, it's not 48, it's 24. He was serious. He meant it. So here's what I worry about. If you don't know history, you'll repeat it, including the mistakes that we learn from history. You have to have some old school blended in with your new school. And what I worry about is that you've heard of throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I fear that millennials will throw the fundamentals baby out with the old school bathwater. That while you're rejecting, while you're disregarding what you would consider to be something old and irrelevant to you, that you might be being disrespecting and thinking irrelevant what I'm calling fundamentals. Because fundamentals, my friends, are not old school, and they're not new school. They're the school. Fundamentals are like oxygen. There's no old oxygen. There's no new oxygen, right? There's only oxygen. You're breathing the same air, the same molecules. There's a finite number of oxygen molecules on the planet, right? You and I are breathing essentially the same oxygen molecules that Moses and Hammurabi and Thomas Edison and Abraham Lincoln and whoever breathed hundreds or a thousand years ago. And fundamentals are like that. They're not old school. They're not new school. They're fundamental. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about how you take care of customers. I'm talking about how human beings expect to be treated. That's not new. Nothing has changed about that. All the technology we have, Nesbitt said it 40 years ago, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. He's talking about the fundamentals of human nature. That's not going to change. So you need to look people in the eye. You need to say their name. You need to engage them face to face. Those are fundamentals. Operating your business. There are fundamentals of operating your business. I've been talking about this week earlier about what I talked about, the five financial mysteries. Managing your business financially is fundamental. It's not old school. It's not new school. It's fundamental. It's going to be, it was the same 50 years ago, 100 years ago. It'll be the same 50 years from now, 100 years from now. You'll still have to manage your business financially. That means make a profit. That means sell your product for enough to produce enough gross profit to pay the bills and have something on the bottom line. That's fundamental. Cash flow. You have to understand the difference between cash and profit, cash and accounting. You've got to have the cash. If you don't have cash, it doesn't matter whether you're profitable or not. You'll still go out of business. That's fundamental. It's not old school. It's not new school. So make sure, my friends, as is your nature, to disregard older things, make sure you don't mistake fundamentals for older things. Bring those with you, for sure. Even if you don't watch the old movies, bring the fundamentals with you. They're not old school. They're not new school. They're the school. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.